Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. We serve a fantastic, awesome God. I just don't know what more I can say about him, but I'm just going to continue to say what I know. Our God is awesome, and for this we bless him. We have another opportunity to give him praise today. Listen, just a few updates. I don't know if you saw it, but go to my page today and take a look at what I've been promising, and it's taken more time than I thought. It's the Center of Hope Cyber Church. What I'm doing, those of you who are watching us around the world and you don't have a church home, I want you to get connected to us, the Center of Hope Cyber Church. It's a real connection. You'll be a real part of our family. I don't care if you're in Trinidad, Senegal, Chicago, California. I want you to be a part of my family. Listen, I'm not trying to take you from your church, but I'm just trying to take you to a next level. So I want you to go on my page, click on that video, Center of Hope Cyber Church, and then I want you to get connected. We want to give you live access to our Bible study, to our Sunday morning services. We'll send you the Bible study information. There'll be a minister assigned to you. I'll be talking to you on a regular basis. Yes, you will be a part of our church. So for the first time ever, I want you to know we want you to be a real part of our family. Center of Hope Cyber Church, I don't care where you are. All my New York family, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you to get connected, real connected, and we're going to be family. So I'm excited. It's going to be fantastic. Connect up with us today. I'm looking forward to see who's going to be my first Center of Hope Cyber Church member. Really get connected and committed. Shaw White, I'm looking for you, man. I had you in mind for this. Some of my folks from back home, let's really get connected. All right, God bless you. Let's get started. Father, we thank you. You are awesome and mighty. You do all things well, Father. You are the God of all of heaven and earth. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adores you. You're the mighty God that we serve. Father, we thank you for this great day called Tuesday, one we've never seen before. One we'll never see again, and for this we bless you. God, I want to thank you in advance for expanding our ministry through the Center of Hope Cyber Church. God, I thank you for those all around the world who will receive our teaching, but most of all, our love from this ministry, wherever they are, by being connected via phone line, via computer. God, it's going to be a blessing to their lives and to their family. So God, continue to anoint us and empower us to give fresh bread to the world. And for this, we will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Family, listen, I need you to repost this video. I'm going to say this at the beginning. Repost this video. Our numbers have not been where I want them to be. I just want to get this word out to the world. So after we conclude this video, please repost this video and watch God do some incredible thing. So we've been talking from the conversation about the faith to forgive. Let's go back there. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. And it reads, "For assuredly I say unto you, whoever says unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he shall have whatsoever he say." Hear the scripture here. The scripture here is telling us that God is giving us an authority that when we speak things into the atmosphere, things will line up according to what we say. That's an awesome power. And some of us are saying, wow, does that really happen? I want you to think about it. Sometimes I just think we do more complaining than we do empowering, and we'll draw exactly what we speak. You can't afford to run around saying, I'm broke, I don't like this person, I'm angry, because what you speak, according to this verse, will manifest. And sometimes I think we speak more negativity than we do positivity. Sometimes I think we speak more out of our feelings than we speak out of the Word of God. So therefore, this verse here says that we will have what we say. We've got to be careful what we proclaim over our lives. Verse 24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe them, and you shall receive them." So now you have the ability to receive according to your faith in prayer. Family, I still believe that the universal position of prayer is on your knees. You need the me time. Your family prayer cannot be while you're stuck in traffic. Your prayer time just cannot be while you're brushing your teeth. I still believe that you need to get on your knees and spend some time with God, not just talking to God, but spend some time in silence listening to God. Sometimes our prayer lives are just like a bad phone call. "Hey, God, this is Dallas. I need this, that, yes, this, and I need it by Friday, okay? Thank you very much. Click." We never give God an opportunity speak into our spirit. The rest of the text says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them that your Father in heaven may also forgive you. You can't miss this part. For those of you like me who struggle with forgiving, this text says here that if you cannot forgive them, God will not forgive you. One more time, you got to get this. If you cannot forgive them, the person that has done you dirt, ugly, wrong, God will not forgive you. What does that mean? The image that I got, that I shared it with my church on Sunday, that I can't afford for me to lose the grace and mercy that I received from God for holding someone accountable. Yes, they did me wrong. They did me ugly. But I've got some options. One, I must forgive them. But the other portion of forgiveness sometimes may be separation. Just because you forgive don't mean you got to get back in the car with them. Sometimes our constant drama comes from the circles that we are in. But here's the point that I want to make to you. That when I refuse to forgive, everything that I have done, God restores all of my wrongdoings and sins back to my life. You've got to get that. It says here that if we do not forgive, God will not forgive. Family, I don't know about you, but I don't believe that I was the only professional sinner on this call today. I believe that there are some people like me that when you were in your stuff, you were good at it, and you were having a good time. When I think of all the things that I have done, all the wrong that I have done, I can't afford to have God bring all of those things back and put them on me because I refuse to forgive. It's not worth it, y'all. It's not. And forgiveness is not about them. Forgiveness is for me. I've got to release it so that I can enjoy the grace and mercy of God. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So though the person that has wronged us deserves probably a few words and deserves for us to treat them crazy, but remember, we've done the same thing to God. And what we do to those who have done us wrong, the text says here, God will restore upon us what we've done wrong. Family, I can't afford it. I've done too much. God has forgiven me too much for me to allow anybody, somebody, one body to cause me to go backwards and lose my grace and favor and mercy from my God. So, family, I got to say it again. Those of you who are holding folks emotionally hostage, those of you who just can't get over it, I've got something real spiritual for you today. Ready? One, two, three. Get over it. It's time for you to move on. Here's my final point for today. If you stay stuck in the drama that happened 10 years ago and you cannot forgive, your life has not progressed past the initial action. That means all this time that you've been frustrated and angry at your next, at your ex, at whoever, you will stay stuck there emotionally and you cannot progress. I refuse to let anybody keep me bound in time. I'm missing good life because I can't move past this. Here in conclusion, y'all, if you cannot forgive and if you're going to hold on to that, forgiveness will choke you in your yesterday. It will assassinate your today, and it will abort your future before it's ever born. I'll say that again. If you refuse to forgive, it will choke your yesterday, assassinate your emotions today, and abort your future before it's ever born. What are you saying, family? You can't afford not to forgive. Just release it, y'all. Make it like a feather on your hand. Let it go. Remove that burden from your life so you can live, because God's got something great for you. Have the faith to forgive and watch God do awesome things. Let's pray. God, you're fantastic, and you've helped me already. God, all of us on this call have got a list of people who've done us wrong, but Father, if we flip that coin, there's a bunch of folks who we are on their list that we've done them wrong. But God, most of all, I want to stay on your list of grace and mercy, and I don't want all of the things that I've done to come back according to your word. That if I don't forgive, if we don't forgive, you won't forgive us. So, Father, allow us to have a selfish moment and just realize that what I'm holding against others is really not worth it. So today, God, I need to release them. And as I release them, I'm going to worship you because you released me. That I should have had a one-way ticket to a devil's hell. But God, your grace and mercy blessed me. Why, God? Because there's nothing too dirty that you can't make worthy. You wash us in mercy, and now we're clean. So, God, what I have to do is show that love to someone else. And, God, we can do it through your grace, your mercy, and your power. Someone on this call, God, is making a decision to release some generational anger, some generational hostility, and to forgive. And for that, God, as they forgive, free them and cause them to see how much you love them and that the power of God rests upon their lives. Father, do this, and I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Family, set yourself free. Forgiveness will bless your life and take you to another level. I love you much. I'm going to be praying for you today. I pray many of you are considering Center of Hope Cyber Church. I want you to be a part of my family. It will honor me, and we're going to take you not from one station, but we're going to take you to another level. Lastly, family, repost this video and watch God do great things in the earth just because of your word. All right, I love you much. We got to go. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. And amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers. Peace.